Hi, my name's David Baddiel, and I'm here to tell you about a new show I'm doing for UK Bilge. The program is scheduled for spring 2009 and will see me hilariously try and hide myself in a large cardboard box. And it's up to the audience to try and guess which one of the 36 boxes I'm hidden in. Brilliant, isn't it? And then if they guess the right box and find me, they'll win prizes and stuff. So look out for my new show when it airs in the future. Watch me, David Baddiel, and no Frank Skinner. Baddiel or no Baddiel. Coming soon to UK Bilge.
The Chris Moyle Show. International Radio 1.
Hey, 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 hey. So, do you want to tell the listeners what you just said to me?
Okay. I just said, did I write this? And you said, well, I didn't. And it's weird because it rings a little bell, but I don't think that was ever supposed to be made.
Really?
Yeah.
Why, because it doesn't...
It doesn't work.
Yeah. Well, I've never seen that before. I saw it on the system this morning and thought I'd play that.
I've never heard it.
Badeel or no Badeel. Yeah, I think that's great.
I've never heard it before, and I remember having the idea and writing it, but I didn't actually think it had ever been included on a voice session.
And, because he doesn't say the word Baddiel, he says...
Baddiel.
Hi, my name's David Baddiel.
So it doesn't really work, does it?
You said, hi, my name's David Baddiel, and Baddiel or no Baddiel, then you've, you know... got loosely based comedy.
Anyway.
Experimental.
It's nice, you know, it's nice for the audience to hear... something they wouldn't have normally heard.
Yeah.
Because we'd have never had it re-recorded.
No.
Would you have forgotten?
They possibly will never hear it again, so it's a little treat for the early risers.
That's the second Baddiel advert.
It is. The other one worked better, didn't it, I think?
Do you want to hear the other one instead?
Yeah. Go on, then.
Oh, okay, then. All right, then.
Hi, my name's David Baddiel.
See, now, how can we say it there?
Do you know why? This is because, without getting technical... that voice session was manned.
I was self-opt.
It was self-opt and manned, i.e. there was someone there saying how you pronounced it. Rather than, should we go into this or not?
Doesn't matter.
But in the way that it works now, where we just send an email to America, to Paul Turner, American voice guy.
My name's David Baddiel.
And he just records it in his studio and then sticks on a website and we download it.
My name's David Baddiel.
See, Baddiel is better. A little tip there for any kind of budding radio parody writers. Mm. Always take a voice session yourself.
Or, if not, include comprehensive notes on the pronunciation of certain words which may be difficult.
Brilliant. Well, with that top information to start the show, I'm definitely ready for today's broadcast. Here we go, then.
The Chris